بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اللہ تعالی نے داؤد علیہ السلام کی طرف وحی فرمائی. اللہ تعالی ریویل تو نبی داؤد علیہ السلام سم آف دا مائنس سائنس آف قیامت. اللہ تعالی ریویل تو نبی داؤد علیہ السلام قیامت میں قیامت اس وقت تک نہ ہوگی جب تک کہ شریف ذلیل نہ ہو اور ذلیل شریف اور ذلیل شریف. قیامت will not happen, not the advent of قیامت will not occur until such time that noble people will become disgraceful. People of nobility, who are the people of nobility? By Allah Ta'ala, the people of nobility are the people of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, the people of nobility are the people of taqwa. Yeah, the people of the deen, of the true deen, they will be regarded as being disgraceful in this dunya. And the zaleel, the one who is really disgraceful in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, that such people will become the noble people. See, like in today's age, that's precisely what is happening. While the worst people, scoundrels, plunderers, robbers, they have become the noble people, the worst abusers of trust in amanat, the occupying posts of amanat. Or meri kitab bekar chori jayegi, and my kitab, it will be abandoned as if it is futile of no worth. Comes in the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi, oh my Rabb, taskum inna qawmi, this Quran they made it a mahjur. They regarded this Quran, on this Quran, my ummah regarded this Quran as an object of buffet and doom, cast away like a ball, to kick around a ball. This is the way they will treat the Quran. The purpose for which the Quran was revealed, leave alone the purpose, they will not even make tilawat. Or uski tilawat na ho, and they will not even make tilawat. Now at least people still make lots of tilawat, but the time will come then even tilawat, the recitation of the Quran, that also will be abandoned. Or dunya mein fajir wa gunegar maldar ho jaye, and in the dunya, fajir means immoral people. People who have absolutely no morals. They will become the people of wealth. See, today all over the world, you see who are the people of wealth. They are people, the worst people, murderers, scoundrels, all the other people of wealth. Jab ye halat hogi, to main ahle zamana ke nazdeek dunya pasandida kar lunga. When this is the universal condition, the arm condition of the people now, then I, Allah Ta'ala says, I will make this dunya beloved to the people. The people will love the dunya, even the people of the deen also. The deen also will be for the sake of the dunya. It will not be for the sake of the akhirah. The entire dunya will become the objective of life. Where is our objective of life? Our maqsad in life is the akhirah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. That the dunya has been created for you, but you have been created for the akhirah. Not for this dunya. The dunya is your saman, your luggage. You must take from this dunya, from this luggage, on your journey towards the akhirah. But you must understand, always keep in uppermost in your mind, that you have been created for the akhirah. And the biggest reminder is this year, mort, death. See people now, they dying around us. They become sick, then they die. So, from that one must understand that life is short. Extremely short. Very soon you'll have to leave this dunya. So what, you must make preparation for that abode for which you have been created. So if we are neglectful, then we will regret when it is too late to regret. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will make the dunya beloved to the people. And when that happens, they become like atheists. A person may be a Muslim also. He says he's a Muslim, he may perform Salat also. But practically, he conducts his life as if he's an atheist. Allah Ta'ala is the furthest from his mind. And because Allah Ta'ala is the furthest from his mind, he can sin freely. He's not concerned how he sins. Because he doesn't believe Allah Ta'ala is looking at him. And he doesn't understand this faraya, that the recording angels are standing next to him. He doesn't understand that. So that's the reason he thinks he's alone now in the darkness and he can do whatever he wants to. Or unkyu aakhir ki muhabbat hai, rok dunga. And when this is their condition, Allah Ta'ala says that I will block the remembrance of the aakhir from their hearts. I will eliminate it. They will not have any recognition of the meaning of akhir. They will may verbally, if they are born Muslim, they say they believe in akhir, but in reality there's no real belief in akhir. Jab wo aisa karenge, to un par azab ki talwar musallat kar dunga. And then when this becomes the condition, generally of the people, I will impose the sword of azab upon them, punishment. See what's happening in Gaza, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Kashmir, Sudan, Somalia, and other places. What's happening in Afghanistan, Pakistan, fighting among themselves, Muslims. That is the sword of Allah's azab. It's not that only a person who has no aql blames America, and he blames Israel, and he blames Shaitan for the azab of Allah Ta'ala. The azab of Allah Ta'ala is the consequence of our misdeeds and of our treason against Allah Ta'ala. So what is happening in the dunya? All we think that is the, Allah Ta'ala says, is the sword of Allah Ta'ala's azab. It's a form of Allah Ta'ala's azab. So, by Shaitan, it takes our focus away from Allah Ta'ala. And say, America is doing this, Israel is doing this. And making us forgetful of our own misdeeds. And making us forgetful of our own islah, that we must attend to our own reformation. When we reform, ummah reforms as a whole, then only Allah Ta'ala will turn the tables. Or un par ashya ke nar gira karunga. Another sign which is we see today, every day, see? And then I will impose upon them inflation, Allah Ta'ala says. You see the prices. The value of money eroded, will hardly have any value, and the price will rise and rise and rise. That is the punishment of Allah Ta'ala also. Or chota bareke izzat na karega. Juniors will have no respect for seniors. And that's not one. Sons of Qiyamah, they have no respect. Neither will the son have respect for his father. The talib, the student will not have respect for his ustad. Whoever the seniors will be disgraced at the hands of the juniors. Or log, fisk wa fujur mein par jayenge. And the people then will be lost and confused and drowned, what? In fisk, fujur, in open sin and in immorality. That is our condition, our halat. The Muslim must ponder, must reflect. It's not sufficient to come to me, perform salat. You must perform salat, but understand what you are doing and in front of whom you are making your ibadah, you are bowing down, you make sajda. And what is them that, and what are you saying unto Allah Ta'ala? Reflect and make ruba' or muraqabah on the presence of Allah Ta'ala. At all times think, reflect in your business also, in your work also, in the street also, wherever you are. Think of Allah Ta'ala, He's looking at us. And it's generally when one is ghafil, oblivious of Allah Ta'ala, then you see bala and calamity descend upon us.